And that, as they indicated, they only inspected about 17% of the facilities in the province. But our plans, as from where we're standing, that we moved for the better from the 16-17 until where we are in terms of leadership and governance, with the governance structures we've established for all facilities. With the national department, the office, we've been held, in fact, to be open. They've been delaying us because the national department has been working on a kind of a module for the induction and just recapacitating the governance structures, and that is what has been keeping us for some time. But we hope with the finalization of that kind of module, we would be able to take the capacity of the governance structures forward. Chair, as the presentation also indicated, we from the side of my office, and not only was PHCs with CHCs also, we indicated I'm registered now on the stock visibility system. On a weekly basis, we monitor. If I might just give an example, we sat last night with the team, and I indicated to them, with my monitoring processes, I picked up one facility in JTG, had a stock level of a certain drug at below 50%, and I made the call because the system gives you even the cell phone number. And when you call the number, they would indicate, no, but MEC, we just misplaced the phone, we couldn't scan in time, and so on. But that is a process, a monitoring process that we're taking seriously. On a weekly basis, we monitor availability of stock. I don't know what could have happened, because in this presentation, we had about 3 slides that showed the stock visibility of facilities, but she's just trying to get the settings okay, Chair. If possible, if we are allowed, just to quickly just run through them, because it gives a picture now on throughout the hospitals on how the stock levels are.
No, Chair, sorry to disturb you. If she gets it, we will. Will leave if, yeah, because it has not been part of the presentation, but you will then just, if you can forward it to the, yeah.
No, thank you, Chairperson. And maybe, Chair, also just to the, on the governance issues, we've been getting the governance structures to be more active in creating the necessary awareness for communities, particularly with self-referrals, because we experienced 9 volumes of self-referrals, but in particular was the Kimberley Hospital complex, where people just decide not to go to primary health care facilities because they are near to the hospital, that they decide just to go to the hospital. But the governance structures are assisting in that regard, just to create the necessary awareness. Chair, earlier when I indicated our cost-saving drive, I did not mention, on all examples that I should actually have. We've decided in March already. We've decided in March the gardening services, cleaning services, where they were outsourced, that they will not be outsourced. Where we've got a contract coming to an end, we are working. As indicated in the presentation, we did not have an HR plan for quite some time and an organizational structure, which we are now busy finalizing. And the plan has been since then that as we go along, those that we do not renew, we begin to put measures in place to incorporate into our HR planning processes to ensure that we insource. We've put a deadline also, even with the food and catering services. At this point, it's only Kimberley Hospital and West End Hospital that are outsourced in terms of catering. We've had in our plans already that when these contracts comes to an end in February, we will not be extending contracts. We are working on a plan to capacitate the facilities. On the gardening and cleaning services, we said whilst working on the plan, because you can't just whilst you want to work and have an organizational structure and begin to just appoint because you don't have anything that informs you, that with the current NGO contracts that we have, we are busy now negotiating to see whether we can't have for services, even including the porters, because we don't have enough, with cleaning and gardening services, that where whilst we are busy with an HR and an organizational structure, we use the current contracts that we have for the NGOs to begin to provide the service. The earliest insourcing that we anticipate, Chairperson, is February 2019 with the major ones. The HOD will respond to the security tender why it was not insourced in November. I will not go there. But lastly, on the EMS training, I also did not indicate, but we've been working with stakeholders like your Kumbas. We've been working with HWCETA. We just got confirmation a week or so ago. HWCETA will be assisting us in with training of about 60 nurses, professional nurses. We have an understanding with Kumba resources, with training of your nurses, a few of emergency services. From the cost-saving mechanisms, we managed to even engage Treasury to say to Treasury, we've budgeted in the 18-19 financial year, as an example, for a 14 million for conversion of some of the vehicles into ambulance. But we said, why would you want to convert more and more if you don't have the personnel? So we decided with Treasury, let's try and engage, convert from capital to current for us to be able to use as compensation to begin to employ and capacitate the emergency services space. So that is what we've been doing. I'm told we've got the report ready on the ideal clinics. If it's something that the portfolio committee want us also just to submit, we will do that, Chair. On IT, Chairperson, IT was also outsourced. It was outsourced. The contract was stopped in September last year, 2017. Now, the IT services, the support is being provided to districts through the provincial office whilst we are in a process to work out an organizational structure that is informed by the districts on each and every area of need as we go along. So we hope by the end of June, as agreed with DPSA, we will be tabling an organizational structure. I was hoping when I checked with the team that we've just appointed 53 emergency services officers, grade ones. We are in a process with the conversion of the budget, also be able to at least appoint 5 the advanced life skills ones, and the Kumba training is going to assist us also to just increase the number in terms of the advanced training, because we've been having a challenge. The unions are on us. The fact that we don't have this two-man crew operations, and that it's not always that nurses are comfortable to escort patients where there's a need. So we've been trying to invest more on the emergency services, Chairperson. We did not really prepare a slide on mental health because we thought at that point the brief was set to present on the hospitals that are operational. But if the house allows us, we can submit that report. But we're planning to have the mental health to begin to operate by end of July. We'll be taking part 142 beds from the West End on the mental health component, and plans are underway to get it to at least function by end of July, Chairperson. Thank you.
No, it will constitute part of the written submissions. Let's allow, which then you will. So the mental health. Why I'm raising it with you in particular is
because there is this challenge of a mental health institution that we don't know whether it has been completed or not. So that's what I may have created that confusion. But if there are some other response on other areas,
No, thanks very much, Honourable Chair. I think, and the Honourable Committee members, I think that the MEC have really covered us, the issues that the team will raise on, maybe the issues that the MEC haven't touched, but we'll also be brief, and we have really taken note about the issue of reports that we're going to submit, and we appreciate really the oversight and the guidance of this Honourable Committee. With regard to the issue of the acting CEOs, Chair, the impediments was there was this moratorium issues, and also now we are pursuing organogram. But myself and the MEC, we have engaged that I think by the end of July this year, we will have dealt with all the issues of the acting CEOs, because it's really a serious matter that we need to attend. And with that, coupled with that, is the whole issue that we are dealing with, the issue of the delegations to the CEOs, for example, and because it goes with delegations, the HR delegation, the financial delegation, because we can't give them, if we haven't finalized our organogram and give people responsibility of which they don't have the capacity. So we are really dealing around that matter. I think the chair have already now indicated to us on the new mental hospital, and the MEC have also touched, and will then submit the report of the readiness and the operationalization on that one. With regard to the issue of the security services was only then appointed last year towards September. So what happened, Chair, actually the tender of it was already advertised in 2014, and there was other court cases that was involved, and after the court cases now we have then implemented and finalized the tender. That's why actually it came only out in last year. The issue of the gardening staff, the MEC have also well covered all those aspects. We just want to indicate that with regard to the issue of cleaning services and laundry services, that one was never outsourced. It's in-house services. And the others the MEC have covered, how it will be rolled out. Chair, with regard to the issue of medical legal claims that the Chair said, and that one also, Chair, I just want to touch on it, but we'll also then provide a report with regard to that matter, to say where are we standing. And indeed, Chair, we have medical legal claims in the amount of 1.4 billion. We have appointed a team, also medical legal task team, that is working with the issues. They have already done some strides where because this case comes from long 2004 and so forth, they have identified cases that were dormant, and we have presented it to the register, the court, and some of them, they have already taken them off the rolls, and they have already save us some 50 millions and so on. Most of the issues is really the cerebral palsy cases, and there are a lot of cases that we have summons and that are really now on the court rolls as we are speaking, but we are dealing on some of those issues. We'll make a full breakdown to show the cases. We have also, the team that we put in have also identified where are the challenges areas, where does it emanate. For example, in Kimberley Hospital, automatically we'll expect it to be there. That is where specialized services are being dealt with. So also we have then a proactive approach. The team goes out where they have identified the challenges. They then go to the districts in the province saying them, guys, these are the issues that we need to try to avoid and so on. So those are the issues, but we'll provide then a further fully fledged report. The last other two issues, or one issue that I would like to just touch, we'll also then provide the issue of the breakdown of the staffing, as the Honourable Chair said, that we need a breakdown to say where is it. So when we finalise the organigram, we'll then provide that, and it will give them an indication. That is more or less the issues, Chair. I will then ask then Dr. Tate just to touch, and all the other teams, just briefly the issues that we haven't yet touched, as the Chair said, that the issues that we need to touch now, let's just respond to that. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. To respond to some of the clinically orientated questions by Honourable Wilson in particular, the global number we have in the Northern Cape for doctors who are registered with the HBCSA as specialists is about total 30 in number. We have 27 at Kimberley Hospital, where the bulk of the specialities and subspecialities are. and then 3 in Upington at Harry Soultie Hospital. Chair of the 27 specialists at Kimberley Hospital, the one worrisome lead person in a department is obstetrics and gynecology. We've been trying now for a number of years to attract gynae and obstetric skills to that unit and for a person to lead the unit. And we're still trying, Chairperson. The services are there. There are experienced medical officers in the unit that the work goes on. Babies are born, operations are done, but we still lack a lead person in the department. And I think the HOD touched on it, and the MEC as well. The figures show a slight increase in cerebral palsy cases that we get at Kimberley Hospital, and that's for one particular reason. The hospital offers tertiary services, so we get most of the referrals from district hospitals, and those referrals are complicated cases, Chairperson. It's not cases that can be, you know, mothers that can be delivered without specialist cover in the district hospitals, and that's why the bulk of the complicated cases come to Kimberley Hospital, and we will continue to search for suitably qualified specialist in that area. Chair, just to also touch a bit on the subspecialities, as the question was raised, in some areas we have the service, but we don't have also the lead specialist to lead that subspecialty. For example, in cardiology, we don't have a registered cardiologist, but we do have a physician who runs the service for us in the province. And also to add, nephrology will be covered completely now from 1st of August. We had a registrar that we trained, and she's coming back now. She has passed the exams, and we should also have a lead person in nephrology in the province. Chair, also just to add that although in some areas we tend to struggle a bit, but there are other subspecialities where we have a feather in our hat in the province. And that one of the areas there is oncology. We have 2 oncologists in the Northern Cape, Chairperson. We have 2 radiologists in the province of the Northern Cape. And we have 1 pediatric oncologist in the province of the Northern Cape. The 3 specialists I mentioned for Harry Soultie Hospital in Upington, it's a general surgeon and 2 pediatricians. We're still looking to beef up the area of obstetrics, which we have a Cuban specialist, but as you know, Chairperson, the Cuban specialists are not registered as specialists by the Health Professions Council, but the service is there, it's excellent. She does what any specialist can do. The only thing is just with the registration with the HPCSA. And Chair, just lastly, there's been a lot of concern around waiting lists, whether it's for surgery, whether it's for orthopedics, because Kimberley Hospital is our referral tertiary service hospital. We're bursting at the seams at KH. The waiting lists are worrisome. We have, through the intervention of the HOD, now planning to open up a second theater only dedicated for orthopedic procedures. And through my intervention, Chair, I've now taken out the skills, because there's a lot of skills at the hospital with orthopedic surgeons. We've taken the orthoports and took them out of the tertiary service to Upington Hospital, to a regional hospital. It's a brand new hospital. They have state-of-the-art equipment. The only thing they have is no skill. So I take the skills to where the equipment is. So that seems to have decongested quite a bit from Kimberley Hospital. That outreach service we're hoping to maintain for some time. Chair, I think I've covered most of the clinical questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks. In terms of the infrastructure maintenance, the questions on the number of lifts and the refurbishments, we have 14 lifts at Kimberley Hospital, of which 5 are undergoing routine maintenance. We have completed refurbishments on the other 5, and we are replacing 4. We have already received the material for the replacement, which will be finalized by end of June. The other method on maintenance, the heating, ventilation, and aircon, where there's 3-year contract with a service provider through the Department of Public Works, which is also added on the standby generators. The contract, the 3-year contract, is coming to the end this year, which through which we'll approach the Department of Public Works for appointment of a new contractor or extension of that maintenance program. The laundries are conducting routine maintenance on all other laundry facilities in the hospitals. But we have replaced the equipment on 3. We are targeting to replace equipment towards the end of this financial year on the remaining 3, which means our target is 6 for 2018-19. Other facilities that have got their own maintenance program is DR Hospital and Dr. Resurti, which the maintenance schedules or program started in last year and is for 3 years. And then we are also running a firefighting equipment maintenance, which started last year. It's it is just completing its first year, and then will be left with 2 years. We also have maintenance activities for buildings and roof structure, which are routine maintenance. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will be dealing with, I think, 3 questions on finances. One of them was the issue of the accruals at the end of the financial year that we started the year with. They were sitting at 532.6 million. 84.6 million of that being infrastructure accruals. Now, because of that, it also led in us not to be in a position to pay in time, resulting in the response to the next question of the food and wasteful expenditure, which was 4.7 million for the 17-18 financial year, and all of it is interest on late payment of accounts. The last issue will be the issue of non-financial information representation. We'll ensure in future that all the necessary financial information is then contained in the presentation. Thanks.
Sorry, just an answer. I don't know if I missed it. I just wanted to know the value of your Medicare claims that you're sitting with at the moment.
Why don't we? I think there's the last official to respond now. Or you're all done. Yes, there's the other one. Yeah, so then after that, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable members. I just want to respond to the 2 issues. The MSC has touched on some, though. In terms of EMS, the numbers that were questioned by one of the honorable members versus the number of operational ambulances, We will remember that EMS is, these are clinical people, and therefore they are categorized as shift workers. Now, the 758 that you see, those people are belonging to four shifts. We're using a four-shift system. So it doesn't mean that all of them are working with the 86 ambulances that you see. Now, getting back to the second point, as much as we're using the numbers, we are informed by the norms and standards of EMS, which says that we need to be working an 8 number versus to 1 vehicle. So therefore, you if you can recall what is standing on that slide, you will see that we're working towards 960 personnel that will be operating with 120 vehicles. The question is, where does the 120 number comes from? That is informed by the norms and standards again, where we're saying that for each and every 10,000 people, you need to have one ambulance. Now, the population of the Northern Cape is standing at 1.2 million. Therefore, that means you need to have 120 ambulances at any given time that are operational. Therefore, that's why we are saying in the medium term, we need to be standing at least at 960 personnel that will be operating with those ambulances. I hope that is clear. The second point that talks to the training, which the MSC has touched on, what the MSC has forgotten to mention, is that we do have a college in the province, which belongs to the department. That college was, which was registered in 2012, to train at least 12 students per course, which for three courses per year. In other words, we were accredited to train 36 students in 1 year. That capability has assisted us to move the percentages of the two levels of qualification, which is the basic level, which is the basic ambulance assistance, as well as the intermediate life support qualification, to move it from 83% BAA and 17% ILS to 76% BAA, 24% ILS. So we have managed to train about over 100 of our own people to a mid-level qualification. And we have already applied to increase the numbers to train at least 54 students per annum in our college, which has been approved by the council this year. And the reason for that, we're trying to chase against the target of closing the short courses, which is going to happen in December next year. And therefore, we're already preparing to be accredited for the 2-year courses, which have been introduced and endorsed by the minister. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I think now the area, the questions that have been asked and honourable members are quite clear. Part of what you will then be an annex or an addition in terms of EMS training is the composition in terms of age, gender, race, and class. That's very important. Age, gender, race, and class. Because we would like to have a picture of that. No, thank you very much, Honourable Member. Is there something HOT that you wanted to? I'm not going to open another round of questions, Honourable Members, please. Because we are really running short. If there are other questions that you want to submit to them, you can do that, then they will respond. They know they will add to those issues that we needed and respond and circulate them to the secretariat. Is there something
else? No, thanks, Honourable Chair. We have taken note. We'll then give the others in response. I will just then maybe give over to the MEC, maybe before we give over to you. Thanks.
MEC?
No, thank you, Chairperson. We've taken note, Chair. If also an indication can just be given as to the deadline also, we would appreciate and it will enable us to prepare a better, Chair. But we would like, Chair, to thank the opportunity to appraise the portfolio committees, the portfolio committee on the state of health in our province. And we hope also, Chair, with all the challenges that we've raised, that we will get the support of the portfolio committee. As and when you engage with National Treasury, with the National Department of Health, that we are faced with serious financial challenges. Like I indicated, Chair, I just got an indication now that Treasury in my office, I had to request Treasury to assist me to investigate on the accruals because I needed to prepare for Exco a process on how we going to best deal with the accruals. But that also included irregular, wasteful, and unauthorized expenditure. Chairperson, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, MC. I only know how to pronounce your name. I can't pronounce your surname.
Makatom.
I think it's important. I'm one person who believes in raising issues. The impression, they always say the first impression lasts. But it doesn't mean that when there is a mess-up, we're not going to say there's a mess-up. When I received a call from somebody in Kimberley in relation to a patient that was run over and admitted in a hospital who was in pain, operation is not being done, I said to this person, forward me the particulars of this person and where the person is admitted. And when I got that, I checked with the National Department, who's the MEC of Northern, can I get the contact numbers of the MEC of Northern Cape? I got that, I forwarded that information to the MEC. And I got a response. The unfortunate part is that I grew up in the health sector that says communication is key. If you don't communicate, simply in nursing we're told, if you don't communicate, the patient is going to die because you must give over a report and tell that a doctor has ordered this. And if you don't do that, so communicated, MEC came back to me. The problem is the transfer to Pilonomi or Universitas. Okay, went back to Free State. Free State responded. The MEC said, we'll look into that. The HOD said, I'll process that over. I'll look into that over the weekend, Chair. But the long and the short of the story is that because of, you may take it light, because of a response when you are communicated on a matter, you wouldn't understand that time, but that young man, I then got when the two departments communicated to the leadership, I got a response that young man has been airlifted to Groteskeer and A was going to be done in operation the following day. I'm trying to outline things that we are taking for granted, whereas they send a message. Keep it up. But when you mess up, we'll say you're messing up. It's unfortunate that it's towards the end of the term. But we do communicate with MECs, and in fact I always go beyond the MECs because at times I still say, oh, I'll get the MEC, I'll be told the MEC is in Exco, the HOD is in MINMEC. I then took if that I am going to, I communicate with district managers. So I just want to say that impression that you have in our, and I think Honorable Tembekwayo can get testimony because I got it late in the day that person in fact was referred by her to me. But it's not about who referred who, but it's about the response. The response and the action. So I felt that with all the mess that you are in, but at least there is a little, are those little things that make a, that we don't take for granted, but they take. So keep it up. But we'll still, there are some serious issues that we really want to follow up with you. In particular, because health, I hold a view that for the sector to be able to be efficient, and it's about warm bodies. You raise something that other people, they take it for granted, that if there is no porter, if there is no clerk, in the health sector, you don't just bring a blank piece of paper to a doctor. That doctor must know who is this patient. That nurse must know who is this patient to give. So a porter, a clerk, a porter, a general assistant. So that's why the impact, the hammering of that we have got a problem with outsourcing. Because we always think that this sector, yes, this sector is about a doctor and other support. But there is no doctor that can perform an operation in a theater that is dirty. There is no nurse that is going to give treatment to a patient on an empty stomach. There is no procedure. There is no nurse that is then going to wash a patient and allow that patient to wear dirty linen and lie on it in a dirty. So a general assistant is key. What is the face? It's because I grew up in this sector, I've got a passion. And at times I see that we speak on about the high things. We become too technical and academic. That people are complaining that our institutions are dirty. That people are complaining that we are waiting here for hours on end. Nurses are. It's about that doctors. Because in the center, everybody, a clerk brings a card to a nurse. A porter brings a patient to a nurse. A doctor take rounds with a nurse. A doctor said, nurse, this is ABC that must be done. So we will have at some point as health workers, those that of us have health expertise, we must create an environment in the country of having a dialogue about health and how in the all this we are complaining that our people, our no amount of money will assist the influx that is there in terms of non-communicable diseases, and it's a reflection that we are weak somewhere as the country of empowering our people. The importance of eating healthy. No people take it for granted when the first citizen of this country is walking. Other people put politics that are unnecessary, but that thing is just about healthy lifestyle. The importance of walking. There won't be any virgin active if all of us can wake up. And so you are one of the provinces in all this that have made me say, oh, okay, so there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And all provinces have got their own challenges, they have got their potential, they have got their strong points. So as Northern Cape, the last one, which I looked into, when you said the current medical, legal claims are cerebral palsy because of the complications. Is Springbok to Kimberley is a trip? So which province is nearer to Springbok? 500 a return. Fine, we'll talk about that at some point, because really is quite a, you are not the only province. West Eastern Cape has also got the similar in terms of the of roads, the state of the infrastructure in terms of the roads, but the distance. But yeah, I think we have done with the Eastern, with the Kimberley, that the head of HR is a young woman. We are expecting, as we move forward, that the reflection in terms of the human resource in Kimberley is going to be younger. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh,